Hey boys and girls, it's time for the Moon Man Show. Since the text-to-speech demo I normally use to spread my awesome rants and threaten you is currently out of order, it looks as though I'll be discussing mundane topics for the time being. Let's talk about the Apple iPad. The iPad is a total joke because for one thing it's just too big to be a functional music device. It has phone capabilities, but wouldn't it look ridiculous to be lugging that around like a jambox on your shoulder talking to your friends? The same goes for its music capabilities. That said, it's also too small to be a substitute for a laptop, so it couldn't replace your computer in any meaningful way. It has many of the iPhone's uses, but why would you make it bigger than the iPhone? Oh, because you can read books on it. That's like the only thing the iPad has to its credit, so essentially it's a glorified Kindle with a bunch of additional bells and whistles that Steve Jobs and his posse are trying to palm off as the next must-have item, and you have to pay extra for 3G compatibility. What a rip-off. Take it from me, you don't want to go blow your money on this exaggerated textbook when it will be obsolete in a year or two. Has Moon Man ever steered you in the wrong direction? Aside from that time at the Grand Canyon, sorry about that by the way, but the hospital wouldn't allow me to pay your medical bills in the form of lounge tunes on my flying piano. People in the medical profession just have no sense of humor. At KKK.